Welcome to today's edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, on this rebroadcast, we're going to talk about two of the biggest budget busters in anyone's budget, and that's insurance and housing.
Well, they're certainly at the top of the list. I might add cars in there, but that seems to be correcting itself recently. But there's still a lot of stress around insurance and housing, and we want to help people at least reduce their stress by the information we provide on today's program.
Well, we're going to talk about some alternatives that could potentially save you some real money. But before we get there, take a moment and share what God really laid on your heart this morning before we came in the studio.
Well, Dave, I've been doing some research on various topics that we're going to be talking about in the future. And I was on the web, and you know how you can kind of chase a rabbit and go from one place to another. And I ended up on a website where people were talking to the host of this site about this issue that they said they'd struggled with for years and years and years, and was the issue of financial insecurity. And these were Christians. And what they were saying is that for most of their entire adult life, they had this gnawing, deep-seated fear and insecurity about the future, and they were worried that they would not be provided for. They were worried that they would go through financial chaos, financial devastation, and that it was probably just around the corner. And what shocked me was not that one person said that, but following that original post, there were all kinds of people that came in and said, me too, me too, me too. I didn't know how to say it, but that's what I live with. And these were believers who would say they know God's their provider, but they're still plagued with this double-mindedness, this worry. And it made me have compassion on them. And I felt like I needed to address it. I needed to go deep into the scripture and help people with that. And then I realized today, I just wanted to mention to our listeners that I did do a program called Freedom from Fretting. That's posted on the web here at crown.org. And if you want to listen to it, it's not specific to financial insecurity, but it's a general address to getting free from gnawing, nagging worry, because that's so destructive and so counter to the life of faith and liberty and freedom that the Lord wants us to have. And then secondly, I observed that very few of the people were actually applying God's financial principles. And that was one of the causes of this financial insecurity. And I would just recommend to all those who are dealing with that, stay tuned. We're going to help you get free.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with some alternative insurance options that could save you some serious money. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and today we're talking about some alternatives to traditional insurance premiums. And Chuck, with the recent figures that we have from the federal government that tracks the average spending on health insurance, states that an individual's job-based premiums are just about $4,000, and families spend an average of nearly $11,000 a year on insurance.
Well, there's no doubt that health insurance is expensive, Dave. And still to this day, 15% of the people in the United States, 15% of the adult population, have no insurance coverage at all. So it's a huge problem. It's very expensive. People are always looking for ways to remain insured but to lower the cost. So today I hope we're able to help them with that. And one of the key alternatives, one of the options many people look at is to go towards self-insurance.
Yeah, now explain a little bit about, just in general, what is self-insurance?
Well, basically self-insurance is when you assume the risk yourself. So you get your finances in such a way that you can start reducing your overall insurance coverage. Many people purchase a lot of insurance coverage, pay a lot for it, because they don't have financial margin to cover anything if something were to happen or to go wrong. So if you look for alternatives and move towards self-insurance, you can actually save a lot of money, particularly if you're one that tends not to use insurance a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Dave, but in our family, we've been blessed to not have to use much insurance at all. I've never made a claim on my homeowner's insurance. Mm-hmm. We've not had any automobile claims in years. We've been accident-free, even with teenage drivers there for a season. We were very blessed there. And we tend to be fairly healthy. So we're a candidate for self-insurance.
Well, Chuck, one of the other things that we may want to look at before we dive into this one just a little bit more is, what are some types of insurance policies that may not actually be necessities for an average individual?
Well, I want to talk a lot specifically about health insurance because that's where the real cost is. But for instance, I don't purchase extended warranties on appliances. I tend to limit my automobile coverage to liability insurance, especially when the cars are paid for. Mm-hmm. And then I don't add a big umbrella policy for jewelry and those kind of things. But part of the reason is I just don't have a lot of assets that I'm worried about losing.
Sure.
I'm not recommending that you're foolish with this decision, but if you just look at it holistically, you may find ways to be self-insured on issues where maybe you've been buying those policies in the past.
Well, and then when you make your deductibles for your auto or home policies higher, you then reduce your premiums, and that money can then be put into a self-insurance
Absolutely.
Pot of money.
Absolutely, Dave, and your insurer is happy to talk to you about that. I mean, it's not, they get their money one way or the other, and so it's in their interest to talk to you about increasing your deductible and lowering your premium payment, and that's exactly what we've done because we tend not to have a lot of claims, and we've set aside some money to cover the cost of the larger deductible.
Well, what's another way that you can begin to even, without changing your insurance policy necessarily or getting rid of it, what's another way that you can begin to start saving some costs?
Well, a lot of people, especially those who traditionally haven't had insurance and they need to get back into having some health insurance, is they go to what's called an emergency medical health insurance plan. And that's basically where you purchase a policy that has a very high deductible but covers things in the event of a disaster. For those who are self-employed, it's usually a great idea because you can't get on a low-cost policy provided by your employer. Mm-hmm. So the emergency medical health insurance is an alternative. And in this policy, basically it's moving towards self-insurance because you have to pay for your doctor visits, you have to pay for minor medical procedures, and then your emergency insurance is there basically as a safety net if you have any substantial medical emergencies, things that would require extensive hospital stays, that kind of thing. I've actually had one of those policies in my life at certain times. And how about you, Dave? Have you ever used that plan?
Yeah, actually, that's what we use to insure our family right now. And I would call that a catastrophic health plan or an emergency medical plan where we have a very, very high deductible and a very low monthly payment. In fact, what I'm paying for my health insurance for my family, six children, is less than I was paying co-paying for my former employer. So I'm actually doing better by myself with a high deductible than I was previously.
And so long as you have that gap covered,
right,
that high deductible money set aside, you're okay.
Right. Well, and back in 2003, President Bush signed a bill that allowed for a new kind of vehicle to help self-insuring individuals get some benefit. And it's called a health savings account. And that is one of the vehicles that I use personally. And it's a great way to begin the process of building up that self-insurance fund.
Well, I'm a big fan of HSAs, health savings accounts. I have one. You have one too, right,
right,
Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Consumers can get them through a bank, a credit union, through an insurance company, or through their employer. Many employers now offer them to help you set up a plan. And here's how it works. Basically, at the beginning of the year, there's a maximum amount that you can declare for yourself or for your entire family that you put aside in this HSA. It will actually earn interest while you're saving it, and it's tax-free.
Right.
If you don't spend it, you roll it into the next year, and it can actually build up and accumulate, helping you to get towards self-insurance and offsetting some of the risk that you take when you go to the high deductible or the emergency insurance plan. And so it's a great thing. And if you're not doing it, I would highly recommend you look into an HSA.
Well, you know, Chuck, besides the traditional forms of insuring, there are some other vehicles that are out there that are less well known. And depending on where you are, they may be a very good option for you.
You know, Dave, these are not insurance plans. I want to make that very clear. They're not insurance plans, but they're a method and in some cases actual not-for-profit ministries where people share each other's medical bills. So you join one of these co-ops, in a sense, mm-hmm. and you actually pay for other people's medical expenses. And when you have medical claims, they pay for yours.
Right.
There's a group called Christian Healthcare Ministries, and they provide a network that you could check out. I'm not endorsing any specific one, but I do think for some people, and I have some friends who are in these type of organizations that really, really are blessed by them, and they like it. They look at it as a form of help. Helping other people in the body of Christ,
right.
And it is a good alternative if you can't afford insurance.
Well, I have two friends specifically that have this. They're both self-employed. They're entrepreneurs. One has had their policy for 10 years. And again, it's not a policy, but they've been a part of this co-op for 10 years. They've had major surgery. They've had minor surgery. They've had all kinds of medical bills, and they've never had one go unpaid. And typically, your average monthly premium, if you will, is about one-third of what it would be for a low-cost standard insurance premium.
And there are qualifications to join. You have to be a Christian. You have to have a certain healthy lifestyle. You can't have major pre-existing conditions. And you have to agree to live by some of the standards that will keep you healthy.
Well, that's some good information, and you'll find that at crown.org. And now coming up next, home swapping. Is it the next big thing in real estate? Well, stay with us and find out. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley, and we're talking about some alternative ways to cut your budget. And in the first half of the program, if you just joined us, we talked about some ways to cut your insurance costs and look at some creative ways of handling your insurance needs. In this section, Chuck, I'd like to talk about this new concept called home swapping. And, you know, for years we've been hearing about these dating sites and people kind of linking up that way through the web. In fact, my sister and her husband got married after they found each other on the web.
So, is that right, Dave?
Yeah, it's true. So it actually does work, and they're still married and they're happily married, and that's a good thing. But the web is now taking that same power and matching up people who want to move from one area to another and finding the buyers in both markets, and it's called home swapping.
Well, Dave, it's becoming more and more popular, and since the subprime meltdown, there have been over 90 home swapping websites launched.
Wow.
Because it's a necessity for many people because they've got to move. Maybe their employer has moved them. Their job is transferred to a new city. They've got this house in the old city. They got to get housing in the next one, and they're stuck. You know, the market isn't moving. I have a friend right here in Georgia who moved over 2 years ago, and his house is still on the market, still vacant. And it hasn't been an option for them to rent it. So they would welcome someone to swap houses with them. But I will tell you, as we've investigated it, there's a couple of things you need to be aware of. It may sound like a great option on the surface, but there's some out there that are making bogus claims that you can't really trust them. They're charging fees to get involved in something that's never really going to work. Because it may be easier to find a mate on the internet than it is to find a house.
Well, are there some sites that are indeed bona fide sites that we can recommend?
Well, Dave, I don't want to recommend them because I don't use these services, but I do want to make people aware of them and let them make their own judgment about them. But we found onlinehousetrading.com and another one called pad4pad.com, and that's the number four in the middle. And it looks like those two are really very legitimate sites and that they're helping match sellers who are willing to swap based on specific listing criteria.
Well, if somebody's interested in jumping in and trying this, what are some of the things that they need to be aware of or to maybe keep their antenna up before they jump in?
Well, for one thing, Dave, I think it would be very hard to find a house that you really like that someone wants to swap. I mean, I just think in general, that's really hard. I want somebody to take my house, but I may not want what they've been living in. So that alone is fairly complex. But if you're in a situation and you need to do it, here's what the experts say that will help you make it more successful. First of all, keep an eye out for any red flags on these sites. Monthly fees tend to give a disincentive to help you get the swap made. Those who require a one-time upfront fee, that seems to eliminate the conflict of interest. So I tend to like that as a business model where you just pay an upfront fee. Mm-hmm. Now, be sure they've got a lot of momentum on that site, because if the lights are on and nobody's home, you're not going to get a swap no matter how much you pay for a fee, whether it's monthly or upfront.
Right. And secondly, it's important to ensure your privacy. And, you know, you kind of think that once you go to these sites and fill out the information that it's private, but that's not always the case.
Well, the experts say that in these cases, sometimes they are not private. And so you need to be very, very careful with anything to do with the web and giving a lot of detailed personal information. And on these house swapping sites particularly, that's an area you need to watch out for.
Well, Chuck, what's another area that we need to be aware of before going into a house swap?
Well, you know, you can't tell what you're getting by looking at a computer screen. You can look at some really good pictures, but you don't know how the house smells. You don't know if the roof leaks. You don't know what the neighbors are like. You just can't get a really good picture. So before you get too far into it, be sure that you have someone locally check it out. I mean, I would have a friend drive by there. I would hire a home inspector. I would contact other people in the area to help me understand, am I really interested in pursuing this, or are there some things that would just kill the deal right up front?
Well, basically, treat it like you'd treat any other real estate transaction.
Sure. I wouldn't swap cars with somebody without having a mechanic look at the car. And certainly the same kind of discretion would hold true when you're talking about something this major.
Well, what about legal advice?
Well, in anything like this, of this size and this nature, it's the biggest transaction in your life for most people. Get a lawyer that you trust that can help you work through all the detail of making the transaction seamless.
Chuck, one of the other things that's very important for any buyer or seller is that you need to know how to handle a mortgage. And probably one of the biggest hurdles to overcome in a home swap is getting a mortgage. And you're not just trading paper. You're actually having to get another mortgage. And so you do need to know how all that works. And it can be a bit tricky, especially on the timing aspect of both houses having to close on the same day. Just be aware of how the intricacies of handling a mortgage transaction is done.
Well, basically, Dave, if both homes have a mortgage, then you have to legally assume that mortgage. You can't just say, come in and take over my payments and I'll take over your payments.
Correct.
You have to legally transfer it, which means both parties have to be qualified for that mortgage. So that makes it a little more complex. It's certainly doable, but it's something you need to be aware of.
Well, what about renting?
Well, I think that's a good option, Dave. You know, if you go onto one of these home swap sites and you find a house that you like and the other party likes your house, maybe the simplest thing to do is to say, let's agree to rent each other's homes and structure it in such a way that basically you can get relocated, they can get relocated, and you both own your same properties. But there's a rental exchange where you're whole financially. That seems to minimize some of the complexity in this whole process.
Well, all of this information will be available at crown.org, and the information in the first half of the program regarding insurance alternatives will also be there. Again, you can find all of that at crown.org. We'll take a short break and be back with some final comments. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, in this last segment, I'd like to turn our attention to an email that I received this morning from a listener in Los Angeles. And she just was so thankful for the practical advice that she gets on Money Life each day. And then she said at the end that I pray for our future, talking about the country. And she says, I pray for our future. And one doesn't have to be a genius to see where we're headed with the government's irresponsible spending plans. Anyway, thanks for all you do. And I think her point is well taken, that there are a lot of indicators that are out there, and all we're trying to do is just be a beacon of light and to, as we talked about the other day, not be positive or negative, but just be a realist about what the future holds.
Well, we're getting those kind of emails, Dave. We're also getting those who are saying, please help. I'm not ready for this recession. I'm in deep trouble. But it's always encouraging to hear from our listeners. And I want them to know they can write me personally at chuckbentley@crown.org. And I will read their email. I may not always answer them, but I will try as best as I can, because I do want to hear from you. If you've got a question, any way we can help you or serve you. And I always appreciate those encouraging comments. You know, Dave, as we wrap up, I just want to mention something else about this issue of financial insecurity. It seems to me, from what I was reading, that some people have never been able to shake it. It reminded me of a couple of verses that I've used in my own life when I'm really, really struggling and stressed with something. One of them is from Proverbs 25:4. It says, remove the dross from the silver, and out comes material for the silversmith. Remove the dross from the silver. And so there are times in my life that I literally walk and pray, and I say, Lord, what is the dross in my own heart? What is the dross in my life? And will you remove it? Will you bring it to the surface, the impurity in the silver, so that what's left can be useful to you? And you know, Dave, sometimes it's an attitude. Sometimes it's just a root that I've of a pattern, a habit that I've never been able to see or identify. Sometimes my wife helps me to see it. She's very good at that, and I thank God for her ability to do that. Sometimes it's one of my own practices that's the dross. I'm sloppy in some area. I haven't really applied God's truth in those areas. But it reminds me that once we identify the dross, that we can be free of fear. And my hope and prayer is that those who listen to this program will identify that dross, take it before the Lord, and become free of it.
Well, we would certainly love to hear from you. And again, you can write Chuck personally at chuckbentley@crown.org. In addition, you can hear this program again online at crown.org, or you can sign up for the free podcast, and we'll send you Money Life directly to your computer each day. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.